The government says it's not gutting the Endangered Species Act. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. The Bush administration proposes to eliminate a requirement in the Endangered Species Act for independent review of big federal highway, bridge, or dam projects. Now, right now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, or the National Marine Fisheries Service, reviews anything like that that could harm endangered species. With this proposed change, the agency building the project could go ahead without that review if its own staff determines there's no risk to an endangered species. An environmentalist I talked to yesterday said it would leave the fox in charge of the chicken coop. Today we spoke with the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Department of Interior, Kash Arha.
I think that's an exaggerated statement, and it is unfounded hyperbole. What you're referring to as fox in that particular issue are very, very well qualified, very well respected, and dedicated natural resource management agencies like U.S. Forest Service, like Bureau of Land Management, Army Corps of Engineers, and others.
Arha says this will only clarify things for the agencies and free up resources to protect endangered animals. A New York Times editorial today reminded its readers that the Bush administration in the past has put political pressure on different agency scientists, and science has been rigged in favor of industry. This is the Environment Report. The numbers and types of songbirds are dropping dramatically in many areas of the country. A lot of people are trying to get a better count on the number of birds that are still around. Stephanie Hemphill recently went with some researchers on one of the more ambitious bird count projects.
The jumping off point for this trip is a tiny airport with a grass runway in northern Minnesota, about 20 miles from the Canadian border. We fly for 15 minutes over trees and swamps as far as the eye can see. The helicopter sets down in what's known as a floating bog. Its runners are sitting in 6 inches of water. We jump out in knee-high boots and rain jackets. I'm following Heidi Seeland, a graduate student who seems to know her way around a bog. We're in knee-deep water. Then it's thigh-deep. Pretty soon it's waist-deep. I try to step on a clump of sphagnum moss, but it sinks. It holds onto my boot. Whoa! Ah! And I'm sitting in water. Oh. Heidi helps me up, and we catch up with the others. They fan out on different points of the compass. I follow Matt Ederson. He's an ornithologist, a bird expert. We slog through the bog for nearly half an hour. Suddenly, he stops. He's found the spot he was looking for. He sets his watch for 10 minutes and pulls out a notebook. Ederson cocks his head this way and that, jotting the names of the birds he can hear and the times he hears them. He doesn't pay any attention to the mosquito biting the back of his neck. He just listens and takes notes.
So we had a couple of hermit thrush. That's still singing up to the north of us there. You can probably hear it now. Aviary called a couple of times, a Nashville warbler, and a couple of western palm warblers. And that was about it. It was pretty quiet otherwise.
It'll take 5 years to finish the bird count here. Then in 10 or 20 years, they'll do it all over again to see how the birds are faring.
A small thing you can do for migrating birds is plant native plants in your backyards that are attractive to them. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.